are back. Joe Campolo, ladies and gentlemen, you know him well. The great firm Campolo, Middleton, and McCormick, two locations. Ron Conkman out in Bridgehampton. And it is always a pleasure. Off the record, on the record. I tell you, Joe, I love those talks. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. We have a lot of fun doing them. We have a lot of fun talking about them, too.
Attacking some key issues and everything else. And, you know, we're getting down. But you're loving the off the record stuff. I'm reading every word that you are writing. You have such passion in what you are saying. It's unbelievable.
You know.
That's a lot of time and effort, though.
It's time, but it's time that's needed, man.
It's necessary,
right?
We need
change. We need change. And it's not going to come from the elected officials at the top. It's going to come from us. It's going to come from all of us, consumers, voters. We have to take control of our country again.
Question about it. Talk to me about HIA. You know, you run the show as far as everything that goes on board-wise and whatnot. You got a keynote speaker, Antarctica Mike. How was he?
Antarctica Mike was great.
Was he good?
Yeah, it was great. It was a great
leadership skills.
Great
he
story.
Gave you a lot of stuff from
really
the polar ice caps.
Yeah, really different perspective. Really, it was a good way to kick it off. I mean, look around, Jay. If you're a business person on Long Island and you're not here today, shame on you.
You're missing the boat.
What a miss, man. This is unbelievable here.
You're missing the boat. We talk about it on the morning show. There's booths available. Terry's been on. You've been on. It is. If you have a business, I'm sorry. You know, when I was in business, in a toy business, you had to be at shows like this. Javits Center, you know how many we used to do over there? That's what it's all about. Networking. You have to network.
Yeah, well, the beauty of the HIA, and really Terry is the key to this whole thing, is trade shows are struggling. I mean, trade shows in general are struggling.
Yeah.
Okay, you got to keep them vibrant. You got to keep them alive. This is amazing. Having you here is great. I mean, this is just incredible.
I wouldn't miss it. I'm telling you right now, I wouldn't miss this for the world. And, you know, listen, whatever I had on the agenda, this took priority today. I'm sorry. This is so much fun. You think about it. The consolidation in a 4 or 5 hour period of just seeing everybody you're involved with, whether it's a business, whatever you're doing, it's unbelievable. It's incredible.
Yeah. The one thing I will tell you is a little disappointing is there's not more of our elected officials here.
Oh, good point.
There's not more of our elected officials here.
100%.
And that's a little disappointing because you got 4,500 people here. The Business Pulse of Long Island's right here. If I wasn't elected, I'd be here all day meeting everybody at every booth and thanking them. That's what I would be
doing. Good point, Joe. I'm telling you. You know, listen. I want to see the Silmies here. Listen, Rob Trotter was here. I want to see people here. You know, I want to see them all here. Every legislator should make its way in and around this place.
Yeah, and we just had a great presentation. The lunch, we talked about all the exciting developments going on. We talked about the Hop Hog Industrial Park and the billions of dollars of revenue that come out of that. We talked about the Ronkonkoma Hub. We talked about downtown Port Jeff. You had Mayor Paul Pontieri from Patchogue. Jimmy Coughlin from Tritech. All these huge initiatives, very few elected. Very disappointing.
That's a great point. And I got to tell you, you know, you look at this place, HIA and Silicon Valley. Those two folks, those are massive engines as far as economy, both coasts. To me, it's a crime. You're not here as a government official. You're missing the boat. He has a terrible job.
Because it's chicken and egg. We can have all the housing, and they're doing such a great job, I'll tell you, getting these downtown areas in the housing. But if they don't have jobs, those houses aren't going to be sold. Those apartments aren't going to be filled. So we have to partner, and that's why we have such a great partnership with Libby. We have such a great partnership with the electeds that are focused on this issue. But we need more people focused on this, Jay. It's chicken and egg. Housing and jobs. Housing and jobs. Housing and jobs. That's the only thing Long Island needs to thrive right now.
Joe Campolo here, of course. Campolo, Middleton, McCormick. Joe's on the show twice a month. You know, if we had him a third time, which I opted for, you know, maybe people would get tired of it. You got to think of that. But twice, I'll take him twice any day. Preview, he's on next week. I want to hit a couple of things. Roseanne Barr, the tweet, ABC stepping out and saying, you know what, can't have it anymore. You know, listen, I understand you're a comedian, your show, you're doing great. The reboot, 18 million opening night. My goodness. You're Roseanne Barr, you can't have it that good. I mean, you picked up for another season, and what do? You tell me you have an ambient tweet here, Joe. What happened?
Yeah, so Roseanne is Roseanne, okay? I think that they missed an opportunity, though. You know, I don't think that they should have canceled the show because all the innocent people on that cast got hurt as well. What I think they should have done is forced her to do the show for no pay, forced her to do racial sensitivity training, and taken a portion of the profits from the show and devoted it to racial sensitivity opportunities. And that would have leveled the whole thing out.
You know, I didn't think of it, and that's why this man here I'm talking to is the negotiator. Because, you know, I hear the tweet and I hear the wordage, the verbiage and everything else. And I'm saying, you know what? I'm sorry. You got to get her out. Listen, that's a cancer. You got to get out of that network. Joe, you did a good thing. That's an excellent point. You know, you're saving jobs. And think about the crew. Think about the guy who holds the lights. Jobs
there.
These people don't have jobs
anymore.
Depending
on that. Yeah. So just because she's an idiot, I would have cut her pay in a
good
heartbeat
point.
And put her in sensitivity training ad nauseum and kept that show going and then took the profits and put it to racial causes. That's how I would have handled it.
The only thing I can combat that with, you know, that was such a toxic type of terminology. Let's put it that way. I mean, that was pretty bad.
It was horrible. It was horrible. It was inexcusable.
And you just wonder if you kept her around, the devastation it might have caused across the waves of the network. That would be the only thing. If I'm Bob Iger running the show at Disney and everything else, you know, Channing Dungey, you know, Tentertainment portion. I mean, that's a tough one to decide. That'd be an interesting thought process, though, what you just said.
Yeah, I feel like they should have explored it. I understand, and I respect them. Look, I respect people that take principles before money. The only thing that really frustrates about me is all the innocent people on that show that lost their jobs, people that really need the money. She doesn't need the money, you know, but all that support staff does, and that's where I'm frustrated by it.
Great point. I like when Michael Fishman said, plays the son DJ, completely denouncing and throwing her under the bus. Doesn't matter. Did a bad thing. I thought he did the right thing, though, in stating what he thought.
100%. 100%.
North Korea. Looks like it's going to happen. Cautious, though. Here's the thing. As someone who's the negotiating king as yourself, do you completely make it known that, listen, you're denuclearizing, otherwise I'm not stepping on Air Force One, or do you have that conversation there just by getting Kim Jong-un to the table and then kind of hoping that it's going to fly in a big way as far as denuclearization? How do you kind of attack that if you're the president as a negotiating skill set?
Denuclearization has to be on the table from day one. Okay, North Korea has no leverage left whatsoever. Okay, we're cutting deals with China now, all right? And China's going to back off. So Big Brother's gone out of their camp. Okay, they tried this ridiculous play of, you know, we're not going to have this meeting. And you know what? Kudos to President Trump. He said, okay, when you want to have it, come and tell us and we'll do it. But it's on our terms, period, end of this story. Otherwise, keep suffering. I thought it was very, very well played by the administration. I really do. I think having Mike Pompeo in as Secretary of State is really making
Pompeo's done a nice
fine.
Job.
Yeah, really Chris Fine on this particular point. I'm telling you. There is no wiggle room whatsoever. And then that's what has to happen with Iran. The next step is after North Korea, that's exactly the new deal we have to have with Iran, is we got to clean that whole mess up as well.
And Pete King on with us this morning, you know, he mentioned the two guys, you know. I mean, think about it. Pompeo, you know, think about who you had prior, Rex Tillerson. Could he have gotten this? I don't think he could have, to be honest with you. And then, of course, you look at John Bolton there. You know, I mean, Bolton's done a nice job, you know.
Well, because their negotiating styles are totally different. Tillerson was a true diplomat. They tried to say he wasn't diplomatic. He was a diplomat. Trump's not a diplomat. So diplomats aren't going to work with Trump. Tillerson would have worked
but
well with Obama.
They take more of this hard-nosed effect,
which is needed.
You know what I'm saying? Which is needed because, you know, listen, you got it. It's not a pansy job.
Right. So these two issues, especially in nuclear war, there is no diplomacy. There's a bright line, and that's it. Period. End of story.
Unbelievable. So a little bit of a preview. We'll have Joe on next Thursday. We look forward to that. As far as HIA and not having people here and everything else, are you happy with everything so far?
Couldn't be more happy, Jake. Couldn't be more happy. This really is the premier business event on Long Island every single year. I mean, and every year it just gets better. And every year the companies that are here are unbelievable, you know, unbelievable. So my hat's off to Terry and the staff. They did such a great job pulling us off. You can imagine how much work this is. So Terry's going to take some rest, I hope, after this. And then we'll get back to the business of the HILI.
Unbelievable. And the business at hand with you, sir, is always a lot of fun. We look forward to next week. You hear Joe twice a month, folks. He's that good on the show. We can't look forward more to that, man. I tell you, good, always great seeing you.
Seeing you, man. Good stuff. Thanks.
The great Joe Campolo. Two locations, maybe more. Who knows? All is good. We'll be back after these words.